we're going to have hospitals shut down and potentially never open their doors again. This is serious business. We might have the big metropolitan healthcare systems getting big chunks of money from the feds, but the bottom line is your outer ring hospitals and your hospitals out in Minnesota that aren't critical access, they're at risk. So I think that I would rather have people draw their own conclusions. Let me just say this. If I admit a patient to the hospital and they're on Medicare and they have just routine pneumonia for a diagnosis, the hospital will get a lump sum payment called a DRG, and it'll be about $4,600. If I admit that same patient and I attach COVID-19 to the pneumonia diagnosis, then it goes from $4,600 to $13,000 for that admission, regardless of whether the patient's in a hospital for 3 days or 13 days. If during that hospitalization, I put the patient on a ventilator for a period of time, then the payment goes from $13,000 to $39,000. Now, that's a big payment. You're not going to see many outstate hospitals get access to those kind of dollars. When you start talking about these things, then I think people can understand the context of how critical this is, that it isn't a fair playing field. And we've got hospitals in outstate Minnesota that are not going to get the same kind of attention or monetary support. Senator-